Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Tamara calls Deco a little bitch, and Megan calls Peggy a little odd. And we're here to talk that and more right here on The Real Housewives of OC, talking the real Vikings of Orange County, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Look right now.
I get it how I live it.
Wait a minute.
Not what I expected. Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the after show for the OC ladies. We're wrapping things up. Iceland.
Yes, little Rihanna.
And next week we wrap up the whole season. So there's hope.
Right?
So we wanted to pick up the pace with an upbeat song.
Yeah, what is the song?
Lemon, Rihanna, and NERD.
I didn't know NERD still made stuff.
So They're back.
Well, you guys can find us on a lot of different platforms doing a lot of different things. If you want to find me, you can find me on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Thomas Rulina here. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina. And if you like reality TV and Housewives, watch my YouTube show. It's called Your Time with Thomas.
Hey guys, I'm Leon Castile. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon. Check out my blog at HollywoodLeon.com.
Wonderful. Sounds good. All right. Well, here we go, kids. Let's talk about it. What happened in Iceland. We're still at this hotel. I've come to the conclusion that I don't think Iceland will ever see me. You know?
I don't think Iceland
will
see you.
You know what? I was, like, totally not on board with it, but this actual episode with all the drone shots and that hotel being out in the middle of nowhere, totally boring. I don't think I could do it.
I don't like the hotel. I've had a problem with the hotel every week.
I would
week.
Have drank myself into an oblivion as well.
Yeah. There was one shot at some point in this episode. It was like 10:30 p.m. and it was like full sun. That's really weird.
Yeah, no.
The interior, I don't mind. I mean, I'm fine with the interior. I think the rooms were really interesting, but the outside isn't the most glam place to go on a vacation.
I would like to look this hotel up, actually.
It was like a I'll look it up.
Hotel
it was like
Rogue
a,
or whatever. And
it was like a bad wooden cabin or something.
I want to know, like, is this like an exclusive resort? How many stars? Like, I'm just so curious. I mean, while we're talking about that and looking into it, I'm actually genuinely interested. We'll talk about how Lydia is walking around in a little black velvet dress. I'm like, where are you going? I was like, right
to the club.
Yes.
To Club Iceland. That's where she's going. She actually looked kind of cute.
She looks good.
I wish that they showed us some nobleman type things that they were doing for her magazine, because that's why we were there.
Oh, I'm totally okay not seeing anything about the nobleman magazine. Like, I'm
totally
okay with
it. I mean, they were there for this nobleman magazine, and we got to see nothing, you know?
Yeah, that's okay with not seeing anything of nobleman either.
Why?
I'm just not really a fan of, like,
you know, pull your weight if you want to promote your stuff.
I don't know. I'm just really not on board with. She just really shoved the business down our throats this season, and I just wasn't really all for it.
Yeah.
She could have brought a little bit more than just the business.
I agree.
And being the mediator.
And the mother. I mean, it's a little bit more than that, please. I agree.
Yeah.
So, whatever. What can we say? So, Peggy comes over. She's like, do you want to come over? I'm like, they walk over like one room. I'm like, okay. And Peggy says that she's choosing not to make up with anybody. Well, there's your first problem. And what is this? Oh, she said that there was a shindig of drama. Now, I have not heard that before.
I pulled it up.
Oh my God, I'm so interested. Okay.
So what do you need to know?
I want to know, like,
it looks exactly like it looked on the TV.
Well, we saw that restaurant about 8 times.
Just look at the rates. We just want to know how much it costs
to
stay.
Okay, perfect.
How do they
perfect.
Describe we just need it? Is it like a resort spa?
Let's see.
How many stars?
It says 4.5 stars.
Okay, all right.
I'm not sure if that's accurate. It looked more like 3.5 stars to me.
Yeah, I mean, we're just used to bigger hotels on these shows. But anyway, let us know as you do your research, and we'll dish. So Vicky feels that the girls don't understand Peggy, and that she is, like, backing out of the whole thing because she feels that the girls are hazing Peggy. Well, you know, Vicky's hazed everybody on this show at one point, so, you know, you really can't knock someone for hazing the new girl when you're the ringleader of
They
it
always haze yeah. the new girl, and Vicky was part of it for
so long. She's like retired from hazing.
She's retired.
Women. But here's the thing. When Peggy like decided that she was going to sign up for this show, did she think or did she watch any of the past seasons? I feel like they just threw her in there and she had no idea what she was getting herself into.
Well, she's kind of dumb for that. But they usually always say, no, I never watched. But I don't know if she actually said that. I would actually believe her, though, because it's like, really? I don't understand what you're doing. I'm totally confused by her behavior. I don't know if it's just like brilliant performance art, but I just really do not get it.
I like that.
I'm confused. I'm just...
We can definitely say by now that she's not really a good fit for the cast.
She does lousy.
She doesn't know how to express herself.
That's my description of this casting. Lousy. And I don't want to be so negative. Like, I don't want to hate on this, but, like, I mean, the jury has... Judge Judy reached her ruling, like, judgment for nobody. Like, your case is dismissed. Like,
$368 a night.
That's pretty high.
That's okay.
That's Wait, not...
Is that USD? Or is that something you have to, like,
yeah,
translate?
Yeah, it's USD.
Oh, that's... look, we're talking about a franchise here where Frank and Lisa Vanderpump had, you know, one of them had like $500,000 a night.
Hello, Dubai. Like, remember the suites in Dubai? There was like a shark tank.
We expect this from OC. They don't really go that crazy. I mean, the Bali trip and the other.
The Bali trip, yeah.
Yeah, but as far as OC goes, I feel like the budget isn't there for OC. I mean, we see the glam.
They don't need the budget. They're all super rich. OC is one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in all of California.
I know, that's why I'm surprised that's where they went. But at least we got it off the list. So next time, let's go to somewhere tropical and not Mexico. Yeah. We've seen Mexico. We've looked at Mexico. I'd like to still want to go to, like, Africa. Like, I'd be curious. I know
safari.
I know they did it on Atlanta a while back. That would be great. Yeah, but I think that would be kind of cool.
I even liked when New York girls went to Marrakesh. Like, that was totally different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Luann fell off the camel.
I could see them going to, like, India or somewhere, like... something like that.
No. Well, I don't want to go anywhere where you need a shot to go before. Like, you have to go get shots before. I can't. Actually, my friend went to India and she got dysentery within 96 hours.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
See, I love Australia and New Zealand. Like, that would be my A1 choice. Yes, if we go to those places. And yeah, I mean, I don't recall. I'm sure someone will correct you, but I don't recall anyone going to New Zealand other than the Real Housewives of Auckland. But I don't really, like, that's like, you know, they're based there. I don't remember anyone going there. And it's such a beautiful country. So, like, that'd be something cool. It's also very, like...
I heard it rains spiders. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know. I've never been. I would only love to go.
I don't know.
It's beautiful, but it is very, like, from what I've seen, like, you know, they've got all the same stores as everywhere else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they've got the Coach and they've got all the Louis Vuitton. All that. So it's a lot of, like... The culture isn't, like, drastically different.
New Zealand is more like the scenery, though, kind of like Iceland, that kind of...
it's gorgeous.
It's like Lord of the Rings kind of scenic, you know? It's beautiful. I would love to go there. But Australia, I would love to go there, too. I love Australian boys.
Oh, me too. Well,
I want to go to Sydney.
Australia, but yeah. Peggy is... Peggy has announced to Lydia only at this point that she recorded... the laughing of the women laughing at her, which, you know, whatever, mainly because she was really upset that Kelly Dodd said that they were going to have their husbands talk, and then she was going to have their dads call one another, and Kelly knew that her dad had passed away.
Kelly was super drunk. I don't think she realized it.
It was just a blackout.
Yeah, she was wasted.
Yeah, whatever. My biggest thing here is this. When it comes to Peggy over here talking about, like, the whole situation about recording and all this, stupid. And about promoting the fact that their husbands should talk. You are cast on this. Like, I said this on a podcast this weekend. I was on the Friends of the Real Housewives podcast. Shout out. I was talking about this. I get so angry about it, so I'm not going to get angry here. But you're cast on the show. You're one of many people that have gone through this process. You know, just you are responsible for being a housewife, not your husband.
Yeah, and we know what happens when housewives' husbands get involved. They call them little bitches. This is not the first time. Peter Thomas was the first one to get involved and to be called out.
You know, I don't like that she's not taking the most advantage of this position.
But you know what, she's not. Even just before we get to all that, just the recording thing. There's a camera crew following you around. Why are you recording on your cell phone?
They're gonna get it. Yeah, I know.
They got exactly what she recorded. They have that shot of Tamara on the floor laughing, saying, that's the funniest thing ever. That's what she recorded.
Right. No, well, she needed to record that in the moment to show these women because this doesn't air till later, you know? But I don't think that she recorded it properly because she didn't get anything a sofa and, like,
good point.
You know? Like,
yeah, Thomas, good point. But seriously.
Champagne on the table, you know? If she wanted to record it, she... I just feel like she doesn't know how to express herself correctly, even when she's angry or she's, like, just regular. She just doesn't know how to express herself to these women, and it gets lost in translation.
I get that. There's a language barrier. I just don't know if I buy it. You've been here since you were 1 year old.
Yeah. True.
You grew up in Southern California. You went to UCLA. What is the deal?
Yeah.
Girl, you are Americanized.
I really don't want to get upset on this podcast again. Like, I always get off.
I mean, she didn't even explain it right to Deco when she went home. All she did was talk about Vicky, and he was like, you need to give Vicky a chance.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's not even explaining it to you right, dude.
I think this is a one and done for Peggy.
Yeah,
it is. Because I like her. I just don't think that she is right for this show because I don't think that she's able to express herself correctly and... You know, she has a brand. She has all this money. She needs to just do her thing off camera.
You need to have someone to talk to besides your husband. Like, even someone like Eileen Davidson on Beverly Hills. Like, she didn't have the most going on. But when she did, when she was in the thick of the drama, she did have Lisa Rinna to go to lunch with, to talk to. And then towards the end, it was Erica, too.
I liked Eileen just because she would always be like, let's just talk about it. I'm like... They're building a house right now for Habitat of Humanity. And she's like, let's talk about it right now.
I love Eileen.
I was just watching the on YouTube the dinner that they had with Kim and with Yolanda, that crazy dinner in Amsterdam. That just brought back memories.
Don't talk about my husband.
That's what I'm saying. So if we're this far in the season and she doesn't have an ally yet, I mean, then she's just not connected to the canvas of the show. And then she really shouldn't be asked back because it's that simple.
She's not playing the game right.
No. She's not. And she can't rely on Vicky, and we'll get into that later. Yeah. For anything, because Vicky's
retired.
She's like done for the season. She's like, I want nothing to do with anything. I don't know anybody. I'm not talking to anything. I'm gonna go hide in this van.
I love
in the back
she
row.
In the van. That's what I want to know.
She's like hiding.
I know. I didn't even see her when she walked in. When she walked in, I didn't even see. She was like in the second to the last seat, like hiding behind the seat. Totally strange.
So this Viking dinner happens. They're like, are you ready for action? And they walked in. I was like, I hope I was ready.
I saw 90 men. I was ready.
There were a lot of men, and it was really odd, wasn't it? I was like, they're all sitting there in these sweaters, and I was like, wait, are they like... Is this a performance?
I know.
I didn't know it was like a dinner theater.
It was
dinner
super intimidating at first, but then they all started singing, and I was like, oh, they must be all chorus boys.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, like they were like straight up Pitch Perfect a cappella, like they were getting down.
Yeah.
They were like the sweater makers or something. Like
that was
fun. What their pitch a cappella group
kind of looked
been.
Like an old Navy commercial or something.
Yeah, it was crazy.
For their performance, please.
Sweater extravaganza.
Yes. Vicky and Tamara share a laugh and try on different hats and stuff. And Shannon claims to be okay with this. So is she like cracking a little bit, or is she just
she was dying along? She was dying on the inside.
Yeah, dying.
It was so cute, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Vicky and Tamara, I loved it. It was so cute. Them trying on the hats.
Yeah, they had shots out of horns. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, even when they were talking about like their issues, even though Vicky was still saying the wrong things, like she just doesn't know. Like she's ridiculous. Like even in that moment. When she's like, yeah, I just, you know, Brooks hurt you and she ruined our relationship. And she's like, I know. And I'm like, oh, she's on the right path. Like, this is like, you just need to say the right thing sometimes to just make it really go away. But she just doesn't actually execute it. Like, it just really did not work.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that's to her own detriment because of her character. Maybe she is not one. I mean, we've seen it. You know, I mean, I don't
somehow
think she's probably a very humble person. I don't think that she's going to, you know, admit anything. I really don't think that she's going to be the bigger person in these scenarios.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's as good as it's going to get. Like, the current status, I think, is as good as it's going to get.
You're totally right.
So, Tamara, so she's like, oh, Vicky, have you met my friend Shannon? Have you met Shannon? So, what an awkward way to, like,
totally
pull someone
so
into
awkward.
A conversation. Why would
she
you do
was
that?
Doing the most.
Yeah, so Vicky's like, well, we were friends first. Don't forget, we were friends first. I'm like, well, that bitch wants nothing to do with you. So that friendship is nothing to brag about. You know what I mean?
The
like,
setup
really?
Was totally awkward. The beginning was awkward. But when Vicky actually spoke, I believed her. Why
did
Shannon buy it?
I think Shannon is just looking to just keep this negative storyline going on until she gets exactly the kind of apology that she feels she deserves. Yeah. And not in front of all the women and not half drunk.
Well, that was the thing. Because, yeah, Vicky said, like, oh, I'm sorry if I misinterpreted the phone call, which is, I don't know how you can
Once again, saying the wrong thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think that, yeah, because in a way it's like her having to bring it up. She just can't say for everything. For the call, for everything.
Just say I'm sorry. And period. Yeah. Not say anything afterwards. So you just don't get yourself in trouble.
But I feel like you also, with Vic, especially with Shannon, you have to really draw the line of what you're sorry for. Because then she's going to say, well, she talked about my husband. Why didn't she say that? That was a big point. Like,
yeah, she never shuts up.
She's very nitpicky.
You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't with her. Like, you bring it up, it's a bad thing. If you don't point it out. Especially with Shannon. Yeah, so I mean, and I like Shannon, but I mean, it's tough. I mean, this episode at the end was tough, too.
She just wants you to let her know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when we do let you know, it's too much for you.
She wants him to let you know in her way.
But let's be real. Vicky formally apologized, whether people were at the table, whether it was private or not. Like, Vicky has apologized. Make this note.
Thank you.
On this day of November, the whatever.
And it was, I think, I really believe, I know it was awkward. I know it was a weird setup, and even the beginning, but when she actually like broke it down and she put her hands together and she was like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just sorry. I believed her.
Yeah, I believed her too. I wish that they could have just called a truce then, but you know, in housewife history, this is just the beginning.
I know. I think she was looking for an excuse to not accept it, and that was that she was at the table in front of everybody.
Yeah. We still haven't seen a one-on-one with Vicky and Shannon, and we're already all these episodes in. It never happened. True. Didn't happen in Ireland. Doesn't look like it's happening next week. I don't think it happens until we get to the reunion, and that's not even a one-on-one.
Yeah. I don't know why that never happened.
Yeah, we talked about the Tamra one-on-one with Vicky. I know you mentioned that, Leon. So, yeah, we're cool with that. Kelly says that Shannon is jealous as she's watching all of this go down.
She is.
Shannon watching. And Vicky and Tamra apologize for hurting one another. So, okay, are we done? Can we close that chapter? I only wish.
So in the reunion, do we know that if Vicky and Tamra went at it? Is that what happened there?
And there's rumors that Shannon, Vicky, and Tamra, spoiler alert, you might want to do the 15 plus here. There are rumors that the three of them have reached a position of you know, apology. I don't know what this current status is. But, okay. Yeah, you're safe.
Well, it would be seriously, like, the right thing to do. You've only been dragging this out for 3 years.
Yeah.
We're all over it. So and that could maybe you can get over it.
That could be really refreshing for the next season when we actually see them get along, you know?
So yeah, if that happens, a lot
Yeah, because I don't hear anything from this last season being brought up.
I know. Oh, yeah. But the thing is, I don't hear anything online from post-reunion. Like, I don't see anything on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know anything.
Well, the only thing I've been seeing is nobody wants to film with Peggy.
Oh, really?
And the whole homophobic thing is still out there.
And is it true?
I don't know, but this is one of the excuses from the cast members. You know, from several different blogs are stating that the cast members don't want to film with Peggy.
Well, then she really needs to make her exit from the show then.
Yeah. Did you see her apology on Watch What Happens Live?
I did. Oh, yeah. You sent it to me a snap. Oh, yeah. And I watched it a couple times. I've worn it once or twice.
Did you feel like it was prepared and rehearsed?
I do feel like it was prepared. It was carefully put together.
When she talked about her brother?
Yeah.
I'm so tired. Can I just say, I am so tired of people saying, I'm such an advocate for the LGBT community. Like, I'm so tired of it. It's such a line to me. You know what I mean? Prove it. Show it. That's what I feel like saying in general. Like, you know, show that you're at an LGBT center handing out water bottles or helping people and, like, reaching out. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's so pro everything. And
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that she, I mean,
actions speak louder than words.
But I don't know anything about Peggy. I've never met the woman. I don't know anything about it. I feel like she's a traditional woman. If that's something in tradition, I don't see why she would circle that the other boxes and not that one. I just don't know. I'm not going to speak to her character. I don't know the woman, but has nothing. My distaste in her has nothing to do with that. I mean, that's not positive. I can't prove it, but I mean, as far
your distaste is her not delivering member, on the show.
I just feel like what you're saying, Grant, and for people out there, just so people don't get the wrong idea, I think what he's saying is there's been a history with housewives showing us their support, showing us Lisa Vanderpump showing us her support, Erica Jane showing her support. So it just seems like Peggy is just throwing out the lines. And with these certain accusations out there, She didn't even come on Watch What Happens Live for like months to clear it up. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, well, I would have shot that down really quickly.
Yeah, I mean, she can't invite herself, but you know. Well,
people were tweeting Andy, like, let's clear it up now. Yeah, yeah. And she didn't respond for
They could have easily done, like, a Daily Dish article on BravoTV.com. I mean, they report every little thing. I mean, they make a whole article about someone's Instagram post. Like, I mean, come on. But, I mean, I will say, in Peggy's defense, you know, she does claim that her brother is kind of a troublemaker, she says. So, like, it is possible for him to be a gay man and her just not like him because of family drama.
Yeah,
true. So, totally. We'll have to see. I think Andy might ask her again at the reunion. I wouldn't put it past him.
I think he should. I mean, not everyone watches What Happens Live, so they have to.
I don't really think. I mean, from what we've seen, how can we come up with this conclusion by just watching what we've seen? This is strictly what's already out there on the blogs. This is not how I feel. We're just talking about what's already out there. I don't know why people are writing this, but. There's always where there's smoke, there's fire. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hope for her sake though, because she is going through so much family stuff with her father's passing. Like, if this is false, like, I feel bad for her for someone putting this nasty rumor out there.
It's such a hard time now that I think about it and see that she was filming the show, like her father passing away 2 months before filming.
Yeah.
It was just maybe the wrong time. Maybe her personality wasn't. Maybe she has a personality for a reality show. It just came at the wrong time. You know what I mean? Because with everything that she's going through.
But even at home, when you're comfortable with your husband and your walls are lowered and you don't feel like you have to put on an act because you're with all these women, she still didn't really come across super clear.
Yeah.
She has a problem expressing herself with like a clear intention. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. They cast her for a lifestyle, not for a personality.
Totally agree with you.
That's the problem. It doesn't work. I mean, come on. The show's the car company, seasons.
The rims, you the know, house.
Yeah. I definitely,
I mean,
again,
I'm not a casting person. The diamonds. But even I can tell you that if you're going for a show on an ensemble group of people with fiery personalities, that will not work.
I do think, I'm going to say this, and I said this last week, I do think this show is going to lead them to a reality show. Like, maybe not on the level of, you know, Housewives or this type of platform, but I feel like, you know, part of me thinks that they have a really interesting, flashy, you know, she said she was going home on her jet. You know, this girl has a lot of money.
Oh,
and
she's not
kids.
Going home on any jet.
I think
she's going
that's
home
what
on
she
her
wants
jet.
To
she's
portray.
Going home on American
so?
Airlines in like
I mean,
a business class seat.
With
if
shows
she's lucky.
Like Shaw's of Sunset out there, this is clearly what she wants. I'm not saying that's not what's going to happen. I really think that's what she wants. She wants
I really
a spin-off
do
show.
Think. I think that she could
get one. I don't think it's
going to
happen. She's not interesting enough. She's weird.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel
Giovanni
like
Wheels. That's
I feel
the
like,
show.
Yeah, I mean, but if it was like a business show, I just
I
like
don't know.
I just feel like we're in a different time with reality TV where they're not really plucking families and people anymore. It's not like, you know, they find an interesting group of people and like they do, unless if it's like a TLC thing. But I feel
yeah,
like
yeah, I
now,
feel like it would be a TLC thing. Like, I don't think it's a Bravo thing. I don't think she's going to be the next Manzo family. I think that she has a placing somewhere in TV with Armenian culture. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, if they do like a niche thing, they could.
Yeah. I mean, this is like that would be a niche show for sure.
I'm sure Deco, which is the little bitch Deco, as Tara calls him, would love to do it.
Oh my God. They were so wasted. Yeah, I'm like, are you taking a page out of Atlanta?
Before Peggy she made was. It to this dinner, though, Peggy and Lydia, they're back in that restaurant. They're like back in that like
depressing.
Oh my God, I'm really not about this hotel.
Cafeteria
like,
looking food. I'm like, ugh, get out of there.
I know. And like Lydia's having a meal. I'm like, okay.
She's having like an appetizer.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm gonna eat. Yeah. You know what I don't get? Like, if I was Peggy, I would have been like, girl, come to my room. Like, I'll get ready. Give me the
room.
Yeah,
I know. Put on some music.
Thank you. We're on the same wavelength.
Like, we have to vibe. We have to, like, be on the same page because we're walking into this dinner together.
Yeah, we always, you know what I mean? when we go on vacation together, we all have our separate rooms because we're adults. But we come together. Like, hey, come get ready in my room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stop by when you're done getting ready if I'm not ready yet. You
especially
know what I mean?
If you're walking into an uncomfortable situation. Maybe not for Lydia, but for your friend, you know, you want to go in as a united front and all of that. So I'm like,
yeah, and there's no one else in the freaking hotel. It's just Lydia, and she's out there by herself eating carrots.
Yeah, and that one guy, Frederick, that owner of the man
was
at the hotel.
Was he in the shot again?
I didn't see him in this one.
I don't think he was.
I'm sure
episode.
He was like screening his
Stop
scenes.
Coming for him, Grant. Poor Frederick. Poor Frederick.
I bet he's trying to get Twitter verified from this. Anyway, Peggy and
he's coming for him.
So they enter. Shannon sings with all the measure. She attempts to sing or direct or compose or what? What are you doing?
What she was doing?
Yeah.
She was just trying to get attention.
A tenor over there.
But that's typical Shannon. We just haven't seen her in that light because she's been so angry. Yeah. So when we see her happy, it makes viewers be like, "Wait, oh, there's Shannon from like days when she was like super happy."
I liked that.
Yeah.
Tamara and Kelly welcome Peggy, and Kelly apologizes. This is my one problem with Kelly. Anyone that knows me knows that I do not care for all this apologizing. You know what I mean? If you're going to say it, if you're going to be a bitch. Period.
Well, she did. Well, don't throw any bombs or I'm going to nuke you.
Iconic.
That's a good line. That's a good line.
She apologized for like a half second. But,
but Peggy was super weird about it again. She was like, oh, that's you trying and not me, right?
Yeah.
I would have been like, what?
The problem with Peggy, too, is that she doesn't have that group of people that are supporting the things that she's saying. If she had two or three or four cast members that were on her side.
That speak Peggy?
You know. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. She's not connected to anyone on the canvas, so get rid of her. I mean.
Yeah, and if you're going to do something like that, you better be prepared for these women to attack you. She's just, I feel so bad watching her because she's just not ready for a show like this.
Well,
where
Vicky
these women
saw
are coming after
Vicky
her.
Vicky saw what Thomas saw. She felt bad. You know, and instead of like comfort, and you know, she just ran out.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in the earlier seasons she would have been able to hack it, but these shows now are so much about the fight of
vicious,
the week. And
vicious
is the word.
Yeah. Hang on to every little thing.
Everything.
You know what I mean?
So then Peggy says, "Well, you guys were all laughing at me, and I have it on tape, and I recorded it, and so everyone's flipping out about this."
But you want to start the conversation with your baby was crying for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. And she called Megan earlier a 30-year-old giraffe.
That was funny.
I like that, actually. Peggy, let me give you a blessing with that line.
It was not like the best read, but it was still a read, and I laughed.
It's not because I'm not a Megan fan. Megan, I don't know how I feel, Megan. Megan's like there.
You know what about Megan? She cries really pretty. Like when she was like crying, I wanted to be like, "You're crying so beautiful right now," because she was like, "I just feel sorry for her." I'm like, oh my God, and she's being classy too.
So what did you think of Peggy saying that the video was not intent to mom shame Megan?
I don't know.
But the video wasn't of the crying.
I don't get it.
So why would she mention that when she's holding the video? Like it was all very screwed up as usual. I can't figure this girl out. And the whole thing was bad. And like, I love that. I think it was Tamara that corrected her and was like, she's training her baby to cry out.
Who trains a baby? What are you training her for? The marathon?
Well, I guess to cry out. I guess so. Do they just cry back to sleep? Like, they cry, I mean, is that what
babies
it is?
Cry? I don't think you need to train them to cry. Maybe she maybe like after 7 minutes she stops crying or something, or maybe after 10 minutes I'll go in there or something. I don't know. I personally
But see, here's
don't
the thing
kids,
with the
so.
Women, how they were being vicious to Peggy. They know the type of person that Peggy is, and they still did that to her. So we're not letting that slide on this show that they were being mean to her. Because there's a level of...
No, they're
okay,
totally being mean to
you
her.
You know, I think that that's something to like highlight for Peggy, because she didn't have to go through that, you know?
No, they were ganging up on her, and they always gang up on the new girl, so it's part of the routine. Like Grant said, like it's just going to happen, so you need to duke it out. But the thing is, she just wasn't saying anything correctly, Thomas. Like, everything she said was weird. It just didn't even make sense. Mm-hmm. And it came off as a dig. If you're going to start the conversation...
I thought it was an insinuation of bad parenting.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're going to start the conversation with a recording of you making fun of me, why would I start the conversation by saying, "Your kid was crying for 10 minutes. I have this recording of you..." Before you can even finish the sentence, I'm like, what? My kid was crying. You're coming for me with my kid, and you recorded me? It's just strange.
You took the words out of Megan's. You're a little odd. I mean, really, it's like no one can understand her. I thought it was a really crappy thing to do, especially because out of all the people to go after Megan, like, you know what I mean? Like, Megan doesn't even, like, hold a candle to some of the stuff that's happening. Like, go
and
after
Megan
Kelly!
Megan actually moves seats, because in the scene, you see her move closer to Peggy to nurture her, and she goes after her.
Awful.
So it's just such a bad... It was bad timing.
Oh, what a lousy person. So Kelly... Apparently, Kelly found out she had anger management problems a few years ago.
That was hilarious.
So she walked out, and now at this point in
She's
the
like,
episode,
I was
Vicky
exercising
left.
What I learned.
Good
so
for
I
you.
Walked away.
Good
Amazing!
Good for you. Like we said, Vicky's hiding in the back seat of the van, like crunched out in between the seats. Like, okay.
She was in seat 5A.
She knew the camera was coming out at some point.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm hiding back here.
Shannon yells at Peggy about her going after Megan's mothering. And then that's when the whole thing came about, how Peggy questioned if Shannon's husband is trustworthy, or do you trust your husband? And
Shannon's still holding on to that one.
Yeah. Shannon always escalates everything to a whole nother degree. It didn't even have to go to the velocity that it did, but just Shannon's voice alone just takes it to a whole nother place.
This is mean of me, but I was happy because I really don't care for Peggy and I don't care for how she handled herself. So I was rooting for the other girls not to attack this one, but to...
Shannon's passionate.
Yeah. I was just like, you know what, this woman, you know, she's just all over the place. Like,
she was all over the place.
She was asking to be taken down a notch. So Peggy says that David, then Peggy said, well, David lied to you and he didn't tell you the truth. He didn't tell you about that conversation. Like, she planted, she made it sound like he was dishonest.
About the marriage first, and then quickly slipped in that it was about the situation on the deck. Yes. Girl, I'm telling you, it's brilliant performance art. She is acting like she just doesn't know what she's saying. Everything has been planned.
Do you think she's going to show up at the reunion and, like, take off, like, a wig? Yeah, and she's... And be, like, speak perfect English and be like, I effed all you bitches over in the name of...
so,
like,
amazing. Yeah,
like, you think you know me and you have no freaking clue. And again, I have more than one recording of a lamp and a wine bottle on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, dirt on all you people.
The whole family's in on it. And there's a spinoff.
No, there's another season for her. But I mean, this is like, well, things that will never happen. But right. Anyway, let's see what we did.
Imagination at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes. So another thing. So after she assaulted Megan's mothering, then she plants the doubt of David, which is an easy target. And then Tamara calls Deco the little bitch that he is.
Hilarious.
And then Megan and... Yeah, that's what Megan said, that you're a little odd to Peggy. And now Kelly's back, and she's really upset about this recording that was made. And
you know what? You know what? When Kelly says, you know what? It is on it is. And popping. She's coming for you.
She's got those quick lines. Like, she's up, and she's like all red-faced. And like every muscle is tense.
Oh, God. Yes.
And so, and
she's ready.
Tamara, don't count that bitch out. She was saying
she was drunk, too. She was totally wasted.
She was winding her up. She was like, all those little things she said were all bombs. She was throwing bombs at you, Kelly. She was throwing bombs at you. And what did she say?
You're going to throw bombs? I'm going to nuke.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know.
It's like going to be my new favorite GIF.
Yes. Peggy is now done. She's claiming she's completely done. I'm like, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. But then we have to see her in the van with Vicky, and she's really upset that Vicky didn't have her back, and Vicky's admitting that she's completely useless and she has nothing to do with anything and not to count on her, and she felt bad for how she handled things last season with Kelly.
Don't you think it's amazing she brought that up?
Yes.
Because
she knew it was going to be thrown in her face.
Yeah.
Bravo and their montages. Yeah. Y'all are so shady.
No one's been on a show longer than Vicky Gunvalson. Yeah. So she knows what's coming.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So that's for that alone, you have to kind of try to enjoy Vicky, like, for that sense of just...
Are you kidding me? I was totally enjoying everything.
She's there for 12 seasons, people.
I love that Peggy's ready to go home on her jet.
Oh, there's no jet. It's an American Airlines flight.
Thank you.
Maybe Virgin.
Maybe
and it's like,
Spirit.
Stick her ass on a Spirit airline.
Like, girl, you have no jet, all right? Calm down. If you had a jet, you guys would have went in the jet in the first place, Erica Jane style.
And Deco would have been there 10 minutes ago. Like,
thank
you. You know what I mean?
Deco, his little short booty would have been there, definitely.
Yeah, I listen to so many things and read so much stuff. I don't know if it was on this show or whatever, but apparently Deco called up... Maybe this is coming out. Didn't Deco call up Steve and like they were going to get on like an emergency flight when Vicky was in the hospital and he was like coordinating it, and then they were like, no. They're like, no, you can't
Deco
do that.
Deco wants to be more famous than Peggy. I think this
you
is what...
You can tell.
Peggy is just a vessel because Deco is... He wants to be a housewife. Give him an orange.
No, don't.
He does.
He desperately wants to be part of the housewives,
Closest to Peter Thomas that we've seen in a long time that... Husband-wise, that wants to, like, really get into the
He said in a long time.
I say it all the time on this show, you know, like, this is their wives' projects. This is their wives' job. Let them have it. Like, to bring up Eileen again, like, her husband was there staring out that garage window. Remember that fight?
Hilarious.
I mean, he was there to listen to her when it was appropriate, but he wanted nothing to do with this. He didn't really give Eileen much advice.
That was so great.
Vince is his name. You know, he didn't have to find the need to have a conversation with Lisa Vanderpump on his wife's behalf or call up Ken to sort out their wives' drama. Like, oh, anyway, back in the Orange County
area. Side note, I waited on Eileen and Vince, and they were super, super nice.
Oh, really?
Especially Vince. Like, he just made it a point to just look me in the eyes and just be super nice to me.
Nice.
And they were just very nice people. Just,
and shout out to Eileen, who's now on two soap operas, The Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives, playing, like, two characters over there. I mean, like, good, she's doing the work.
Yeah, she is doing it. And you know what? Soap opera actors, they work. Like, they I just shot a movie on Saturday. Shout out. Yay. When it's up. It's going to be on a really funny website called Funny or Die. And when it's up, I'm going to let you guys know about it. But, like, I just waited around on set all day long. My scene was the very last scene shot, and I got there 12 hours before.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, you just sit around and wait. But soap opera actors, they work so hard. They throw the script at them, and they're filming 5 minutes later. They don't get no more than two takes. And then you're moving on to the next page.
I used to intern on a few. I have tremendous
respect for
them.
It is a 9-to-5 job. Like, it is, like, hardly, I mean, they're acting, but it is literally like a schedule.
A lot of memorizing.
Yeah,
yeah.
9-to-5
and
job.
Now with the production schedules, they just do a quick dry block and then they shoot. And so if you didn't cry where you wanted to cry, then it didn't happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, anyway, back to OC. But our respect for Eileen continues.
Yes. Eileen, we love you.
Yeah, I enjoy her. Anyway, back in OC, Brandy, excuse me, why did I write Brandy? I'm freaking thinking of Dallas. The other one, Megan, she is playing the King Collection, a new candle line. I was like, what happened to the candle store at Fashion Island?
The packaging was chic, wasn't it, Thomas?
Yes, I live for all these brands and whatever they are doing, earrings, brands, handbags, everything, just do it. I mean, you have a limited amount of time to create something for yourself. So I'd rather watch somebody do that than somebody not doing anything at all.
Yeah, but Megan's doing it subtly. Like, she didn't shove it down our throats like Lydia did with Nobleman.
She didn't wear a t-shirt.
Like, I wake up and scream Nobleman in the middle of the night because it's just been like in... Like, it's just in here. You know what I mean? Nobleman magazine.
How much would you spend if you were interested? Like, would you go... If you were curious, would you buy it for $25?
No.
By what?
No woman. Would you?
It's $25.
Yeah, because it's quarterly.
No, that's way too expensive. Like, I think spending more than $3.99 on a magazine is bad.
We're three men on this panel. I mean, this is, you know, I'm sure they're trying to go for a millennial male in Hollywood. They want to have actors on the cover. I mean, you know, so it doesn't appeal to you, Thomas, either?
No, it does.
It does.
I mean, I'm not, like, the biggest fan of, like, Lydia this season.
He loves the brands.
But I love the brands. I love the empire. I wanted to see more of what she was doing on the magazine, but... labels. I would buy it. I think
labels
it's interesting.
And love.
Yeah.
Kardashian style.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I look for the Kardashians.
So Vicky fills Brianna in on the Iceland trip, and I like how they pretend they haven't spoken yet. Like, we know that she's like,
I know. I was thinking that too in the living room.
Yeah.
They've done this so many times, so it's like, so how was Iceland? After like a 9-hour conversation the night before. It's great.
So what else happened? So she tells her of the casserole, and I love how Brianna's like, oh, good, you finally got the casserole you wanted for years.
Brianna was giving me life. She
As
made
always.
Me laugh so hard with the casserole line and the hospital line. Like, of course she ended up in the hospital. Dead. Dead. I was dead.
They should
not
just
shook.
Cast her.
Hashtag not shook. Like, that's Brianna. Like, not shook anything. Like, it's just another day.
Shooketh noneth.
No.
Because exactly. There was just no shookness at all. Love Brianna. Mm-hmm. She should be on the show.
They should cast her next season.
Absolutely. And I know people are like, she's boring. You know what? There is some subtlety in that boringness. A subtlety of comedy. Like, that was hilarious tonight. When she was like, Vicky was like, well, I ended up in the hospital one night. She was like, well, surprise. Hilarious.
More of her, please. I think they know that she's a hit. Like, they know, like... You know, but we're seeing more of her grandkids than our own daughter. Like, I want to see more of Brianna. But Peggy...
She's like, yeah, you're going to do that again. Because Vicky's like, I'm not going to do that again. She's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you know, forget. Vicky says that Peggy feels that things were twisted on her when it came to mom, Megan's comment about mothering. So let me repeat that. Vicky feels that things were turned around on Peggy, or Vicky says that Peggy feels things were turned around on her while talking about the mothering and the baby crying. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Are you kidding?
We're all confused, Thomas, because yes, it was a really confusing, ending. I just don't understand why Vicky and her were having a conversation about it.
Yeah.
I understand both sides.
We're not there yet, though.
Maybe they needed to film a scene.
Well, she's still telling her daughter this. She says,
Brianna.
Yeah, she's saying that Peggy feels that everyone turned things around on her when it came to her comments about Megan's mothering. Okay.
Which is true.
Yes.
But Peggy didn't clear it up right there and then because she doesn't know how.
Anything up.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to freaking
talk. And Megan felt bad that people were even ganging up on Peggy. So, you know, Megan knows.
Yeah. She was super classy this episode. I really enjoyed Megan and she cried really beautifully. I said that earlier.
So over at the
I love a beautiful crier.
Over at Deco's and the other one's house, Peggy says that she feels betrayed by her big sister, Vicky.
Big sister already for the first season.
Betrayed, using big words.
Yeah.
I don't really think Vicky betrayed her. I think if she watched previous seasons of this Housewife franchise, she would know that Vicky is trying to separate herself from any kind of drama between these women. So it was just kind of like something to talk about, something to film about, something to just have for her.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a friend, Vicky could have done a little bit more, but you can't rely on Vicky for this type of situation. You guys aren't super, super close. I mean, she's the closest that you are with on the cast, but you guys are not best friends.
Plus, Vicky has enough to deal with. She has her own drama with every single girl in there.
Every single
She's
one.
Totally right. If she would have defended her, it would have been all dumped on Vicky again. And she's like really just trying to step out of the puddle, which I do believe.
If there was one more other person in between Vicky and Peggy, then that could have been the person. But
and Peggy
not.
Could have dug herself out of that hole that she dug herself by not being clear and being all weird.
Housewives 101, you have to be able to defend yourself. Then you get numbers. Then you create alliances. Then you have teams and you're able to have one couch versus the other couch at the end of it all.
You know and watch the show before you come on. Like, that's some serious advice. Like, it's a game. There's a certain strategy.
Kelly, I give Kelly all the props for figuring out this game and becoming one of the top housewives this season.
Kelly figured it out.
My Twitter poll, she was the number. She won the poll. So she definitely, in two seasons, has figured out how to be a housewife.
Well, there's these people that come in. There's certain cast members that come in and they shake everything up. Those are called trailblazers. Either you love them or you hate them. Like, I have certain opinions about most of them. Like, Lisa Rinna, she was one that I felt like she went way too far. But she is one that came in and shook everything up. Kelly is one that came in and shook everything up. But I love Kelly. You know what I mean?
Kenya Those are the Moore, kind, yeah. Atlanta.
Kenya. Like, these are people that you love or you
Catalysts.
Hate. But you keep them on because it's clear. You're going to love them or you're going to hate them. But they're going to bring it every single time. Yeah.
And now, just looking forward, not to predict or anything, but just looking forward, thinking about the dynamics of the next season. You've got Kelly and Shannon divorcing. You know, you've got Vicky, who keeps talking in the press while she wants to get remarried. So who knows what could happen with that.
Weird.
So, and then, you know, we'll hopefully knock on every piece of wood in the studio. That there'll be two replacing housewives on this show.
Or three.
Yeah,
you guys, sorry to say it. And, like, I'm one that would want Shannon to step back and take a break. But this recent news with the separation, she just bought her ticket back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She did. She's not going anywhere.
I don't want her to go anywhere because I think it's good for people to watch people's like come up story again, because she's been down in the dumps this season. We've seen her in the worst possible way, that it's going to be a good chance for her to redeem like her personality and lose weight.
I heard she's losing weight already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, speaking of Shannon, she goes for blood work finally, and She's entered menopause early. She needs progesterone, and she really needs it to keep her mood balanced. And I got the peanut gallery, Tamara over there commenting and laughing and like literally rolling her eyes at Shannon.
It was great.
So then apparently David needs to fix his libido. Well, what man wouldn't want that on television?
Nope. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. This is why we're at where we're at. I know you're on a show, and you're fantastic at revealing. You're so great at it. Sadly, it costs you your marriage. Mm-hmm. Because this, there's just certain things that you do not put out there.
Yeah.
There's certain things.
I mean,
it's just too much.
Is it his libido, or is it just that he's not that into you?
Thank you. That's what it really is. You know, and I don't think she just wanted to say it.
I mean, it's just the sad part of the end of a marriage. I'm assuming people who are on the verge of divorce, months away from a divorce, aren't having an amazing sex life. I would just imagine that they're not getting it in. You know, I mean, I can just imagine. It's probably expired, and that's what all other signs are telling us as we watch the show.
Yeah, like people love Shannon because she's like, she just puts it all out there. But I just feel like it just really cost her everything.
Mm-hmm. Especially in this fragile season. If it was in another season, it probably could have passed, but, you know.
Do you feel as though that Shannon held this season hostage?
Yes. Shannon held the season back from having fun. Like, we couldn't have fun because Shannon was always upset. There was always something wrong with Shannon. She was freaking out in the garage. She was screaming in the corner. She was eating nachos and she was flipping out. And I mean, I'm done. Like, let's play the montage.
Now that we're at the end of this, I can see now it was just, this is the vibe of what this season was. Next season, I don't think we're going to get this vibe at all. I think it's going to completely change.
Yeah. She was in a bad place.
Producers and people that are in charge of this show have seen the negative more than the positive, and we'll look back at this season and see how dark it was. But I think it's going to go lighter. It's like a Britney Spears album. It's like we're going from Blackout to Circus.
Yeah, you know? I totally agree
with
you.
We're not going back to this dark.
Shannon will have her redemption. Shannon will have it. Sadly, I'm just like not a huge fan, but I do feel like it's going to happen.
She's going to come up. But that's my whole thing, though. Like, these are ensemble shows. I say this, God, all the time. But like, when it comes to the people holding these shows hostage, like, that's when you have to push in another direction, and that's when you need good casting. And it's like, we'll have these scenes with Shannon because she's on the show, but like, we can't let that paint the vibe for this whole season. You know what I mean? We just can't have this dark feud. And like, you know, the minute Tamara has a moment with Vicky, like, we cut to her and she's angry and she's like, I close the door at night, I'm super upset. Like, I mean, if that's what's going on, don't fake it, but I feel like you have to balance the show out a little bit more. You let that energy envelop this season like a dark cloud from the beginning. Yep. And now
it engulfed us.
I'm literally sitting here listening to this, flashing forward to 2018 when we see Vicky and Shannon come together and Shannon is like divorced. And
I hope so.
That's how the season starts for that season.
That will be interesting.
And I'm, you know, dying what? Everything that with those two. Shannon portrayed out into, like, our entertainment world, it came through the television.
She,
like,
delivered this season.
She really did, but she delivered in not the best way. Yeah. She delivered mess, hot mess, and we felt it.
Yeah. What'd you think of Tamara in that doctor's office saying the prescription for a bad libido is divorce?
She was being a little bitchy, but it's Tamara.
It's a Tamara thing.
Yeah. I want to know when these final scenes were shot, because I want to time that with like when they separated. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think that would be at the. I don't know why I don't think that scene was at the end. That must have been like somewhere in the middle. I don't know.
They do play with time.
They do.
It drives me crazy. And lastly, Vicky and Peggy meet, and Vicky apologizes if Peggy's upset. I love those. I'll apologize if you're upset. Okay, sure.
Once again, Vicky just never saying the right thing.
No, no. That woman can't apologize for real.
Clearly she's upset, Vicky.
And so she
feels... And it's on purpose. It's totally on purpose.
She feels bad, but stands behind the fact that she left, and she admits that. And Peggy feels betrayed once again. And Vicky, you know, says, I am turning my back on you. She's like, I just let you know. Like, I really am not doing
this. She really didn't, like, own it, though, because Peggy was, like, really going for it in the confessional. It was like people that bark online, like so many.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, it was
they
all talk
on the show.
It was all talk, because when she actually met with Vicky, she was like, well, I just feel betrayed. And she's like, you think I betrayed you? And she was like, well, I just feel betrayed. No, you should have owned it and been like, yes, I feel like you betrayed me, even though it's ridiculous. Betrayed is such a big word.
Yeah. Well, it was really early in the morning. They're having breakfast.
I did like that Vicky said one good thing. I'm going to give her credit because I love my OG. She said, girl, you shouldn't have left. Like, that's not the right thing to do. And I was like, uh-oh. But then she said, I would have gone with you. Love that.
But would she, though, if she doesn't want to pick sides and get in arguments and stuff? Like,
well,
I mean,
that's what she's saying, though. She's like, I'm not picking sides. I'm not getting involved in your fight. But if you're going to leave, I'm not going to let you leave alone.
I think that was the right thing to say.
It's a line.
It's a line. It's the right thing to say in the moment.
Yeah.
You guys are probably right.
She was not going to leave.
Vicky's a genius.
Yeah, it's like Monday morning quarterback. Like, oh, by the way, yeah, that big thing, I would have totally taken care of it. But yeah, we're good now. So just know that I would have, but
what I, who knows?
Well, if she can feed the lines, like, girl, why can't you give those lines to Shannon and Tamra and just squash this?
Oh my God, it continues. Then there's the whole thing. Oh, we have to end this episode with Shannon and David and the living room scene. Oh, she's living in a torture limbo. And
I was concerned for the dog the entire time. I didn't even care about Shannon and David at that point. I was just like, oh my God, Archie, I don't want nothing to happen to the dog. What's going on? Why isn't he eating? He's breathing. What's going on? Take him to the vet.
Yeah, she's been gramming a lot about Archie, so I think he's okay, just as a spoiler.
Okay, good. I love dogs.
Yeah.
It just looks like David is just so miserable. He can't even smile just for a second while they're filming. I mean, the guy is just really given up in that scene, and it's very sad to watch, for sure.
And she just takes everything the wrong way. Even when she asked him to come to the party, and he was like, well, maybe I'll just, you know, since it's the right thing, I'll just come support and I'll leave. And she's like, oh, interesting. You're just going to leave. Like, he's leaving because he doesn't want to be around Vicky. Like, stop taking everything the wrong way. Yeah. You are just ridiculous.
Draining. Yeah, maybe he does not want to be on the show. Maybe he's like, this show has done nothing good for me.
And the way she says his name, too. Like, I'm just concerned about him, David. You know, because I don't know what's going on, David. It's a lot.
Yeah. It's very sad. And it's unfortunate that their kids have to watch it unfold this way. But, you know, that's what you subject yourself to being on a reality show.
Yeah. Let's get into some news and gossip. Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I read a few things that apparently Shannon, I don't know if this is true, apparently Shannon's kids are quite happy that her parents have split because they're feeling like now like the mom can like move on and like be happier.
Modern times.
Yeah, so that's a good thing, I hope. And a listener of the show who wanted to remain anonymous went out to a department store in Orange County this weekend and ran into Shannon.
Ooh.
And David was there and she saw them arguing. They were together in the store. And she
did they reveal what store? That's very important. Was it a department
I think it was
store?
A Nordstrom store. Okay. I think it was Nordstrom.
I was thinking Bloomingdale's. Go on.
Yeah, but so apparently they were arguing and Shannon left him and walked away. And,
did she say I'm done?
I could only imagine. But this is what was reported to you from Boots on the Ground reporting here. So thank you for that intel. And
give us some more.
Apparently, Shannon was conversational and she was more than cool to take a picture. So that's good. I feel like Shannon's approachable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This some of these other people,
I don't feel like Vicky is very approachable. Tamra, I question. I really don't know. Heather Dubrow, I doubt it. Like, we talk about this on the show.
You watch Heather's YouTube channel? I spent some time watching like her dinner party setup and just read the comments.
How was it?
It was interesting. She has a pretty good following on YouTube, but it's, you know, she just shows people how she decorates her parties and she's very like wine. Some of them are actually pro her, but then some are just like, you're super pretentious. Just what people would say if they watched
her. She just is, though. It's just the facts.
You need to watch
it. But that's, I'm okay with that in a way. Like, I don't know. I guess.
She rented, she was like renting her furniture and she's like, these were rented. Like, she's just very like over the top.
Yeah.
Because it's her channel, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she can do whatever she wants. Yeah.
Kelly was doing a recent article today, actually, rating the housewives' men and who she would date now that she's single.
Oh, really? Uh-oh. Good for her.
Did she say Eddie first?
She said Eddie is marriage material only. He's like, he's marriage material. She said David Bedore is cute.
Oh, God.
Weird.
Yeah. She said Ken Dodd is disgusting. And that she wouldn't date any of the Atlanta men at all.
Oh.
Which, of course, people just had a field day and were instantly, were like, she's slightly racist. I'm like,
of course.
Oh, my God.
Of course. Like, I know.
She's just rating, and there's preferences. I'm not getting into all that.
I'm assuming you watched Atlanta.
I did.
We'll
talk
about that off camera.
Yeah, I haven't seen that just yet. Yeah,
you need to.
You guys can catch me on the panel for Housewives of Atlanta next Sunday night, premiering at
8
p.m.
I just segued that in for Leanne. I didn't even know that. That's amazing.
I like that.
Now you guys know.
Yeah, so, news and gossip. Let's predict now, shall we?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So it looks like this candle party is in full swing. Where is this? Like the St. Regis? It looks like a beautiful place.
No, it looks like it's someone's backyard. It's gorgeous.
Could be someone's house. Yeah, I love it.
They threw all the budget in for the candle party. I love it.
Finale is always at a party. Housewife style.
There's a lot of apologies surrounding Peggy. I'm looking because
things are good and on the television show, but we know that when they stop filming, something terrible happened. They haven't been speaking since production, and now we're heading into this reunion. So what does this mean? Like, I thought something drastic was going to come to light at this finale, and it just doesn't look like that intense. Unless if they cut to, like, a black 3 months later or, like, 1 month later, and then it's, like, Shannon and Tamara catching up. I don't know.
Shannon looks like she's going to blow up again.
Yeah, she's really pissed at Peggy, for sure.
Peggy, yeah. But I'm wondering, what did Vicky do? You know, I mean, she was on Wendy before the reunion, and she even said, like, oh, we're not in a good place. We're in a really bad place.
Who did Shannon, who did Vicky say that about?
Just the ladies in general, yeah. I think it was maybe it would have been about Tamara specifically, but I don't
know. Before the reunion, though, right?
It was before. Okay. Yes. So.
Well, there's a lot of apologizing. Like you said, Deco apologizes to David, right?
Yeah.
We see that happen, so. I think Peggy is definitely going to get it again from these women. Something I think is going to go down where they're going to really let her have it one more time.
Think of Kelly. I think Kelly will be the ringleader on that, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that Shannon's going to go out in Shannon style. She's going to blow up like she usually does at the party, and it's going to be fantastic. As far as predictions for the actual party, it's very vague, so I just kind of want to go with it. But I'm going to make some far-off predictions for next season, and I'm just going to go with what we've been talking about and say that Shannon will be back next season, and she's going to have a total redemption story. And hopefully, the trio is back. Vicky, Shannon, and Tamara.
I love that.
But that's just being really hopeful.
Yeah. I mean, what happens at this reunion will dictate all that. I mean, you know.
Exactly. I'm not saying it's going to stay like that forever.
Yeah. I mean, I do think we're going to have a new Shannon, and I hope so. For her mental health alone. So that changes the whole dynamic on things. This divorce or separation, whatever you want to call it, really does change everything.
Yeah, because she's gonna have a new home. Break she has free. Her new business. Yep. Vicky's gonna have her new her new office. There's a lot of new things ahead for the show.
Yeah,
I just think it needs to shuffle a little.
Yeah. That's why I've been kind of waiting for the season to end. Not because I don't enjoy the show, but I just know that we're on to other things than what we're seeing.
Yeah,
and it's been a lot of more of the same. And like we're ready. I think we're all collectively ready for the next chapter in Orange County.
Absolutely.
So. Yes. Well, you guys can check us out for the final chapter of this season 12 over here at AfterBuzz TV. And we talked a couple of Housewives rumors on my podcast, Grant's Rant Tally. We talked including a possible return of a former Housewife that we may or may not have talked about on this panel. So if you want to see what that is, check me out on Grant's Rant Hollywood Talk and Friends of the Real Housewives podcast.
Hey guys, now that you're done watching The Real Housewives of Orange County, please head over to YouTube, type in Your Time with Thomas. It's my own reality show. I take you throughout Los Angeles, we visit some fun places, we go to Vegas. Check it out and follow me at Thomas Erlina.
What would you do if Peggy was on your show?
Peggy would not be on my show.
Ooh!
Your Time with Thomas.
There you go. Guys, you can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Leanne Casillo reporting here. You guys can find me on a new panel next Sunday night, 8 o'clock, The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
NeNe,
Kim, Sheree, who gonna check me, boo? Come for me, girl. Come check me out next Sunday night. See you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.